Ross, you talked about how this unfolded.
Well, I would just say disappointment. You know, I thought we had a great week of practice. I thought we had, you know, great preparation, great focus. I thought we traveled very well up here. So, you know, to go out there and have a performance like we did today, it's extremely disappointing. But I also think you need to give credit where credit's due. And the Broncos are a great football team. They're very well coached. You know, they came to play in all three phases today. That secondary and defensive line made it very tough for us to move the football offensively today. So, you know, I think you need to tip your hat to them. And we need to refocus, and we need to, you know, really examine this tape extremely hard. And we need to learn from it. We need to get better.
Bill and some of your teammates that you talked about, you have to be able to finish drives and get three field goals as opposed to getting touchdowns. Your thoughts about that?
No doubt. You know, our job as an offensive unit is to score touchdowns and score enough touchdowns to win a football game. And we didn't do that tonight as a unit. And, you know, it starts with me. I need to play better. I need to find a way to play better. You know, there's nobody who's going to examine this game tape harder than myself. So we will find a way to clean this up. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're playing great football teams like we played tonight, field goals are only going to keep you in the game for so long. So we need to find a way to score touchdowns offensively.
Rock, I'm guessing this was somewhat of an emotional week. Are you, win or lose, are you kind of glad this is over and you're past playing in Denver?
Well, you know, I think a part of me says yes. You know, I think there was so much that was built up, you know, about myself and the Broncos in this game. And at the end of the day, it was the Houston Texans versus the Denver Broncos. And, you know, we came up here tonight. We did not play a good enough football game to get this job done. But once again, give credit where credit's due. The Broncos are a great team. The crowd showed up tonight. They're very well coached. And they came out and they were ready to play for four quarters. And, you know, we need to find a way to learn from this and get better.
Ross, you mentioned the crowd. You missed the crowd earlier. When you walked out and got the reception, was that the reception you thought you'd get? And were you surprised at maybe the boos that you heard? Or is that kind of what you expected coming in today?
I was definitely not surprised by that. You know, I assumed, you know, I'd get a lot of boos. In fact, I thought it'd be a little bit louder with those boos. Absolutely. You know, that's part of this offense. You know, we check it down a lot. We try to hit our running backs underneath. We try to hit our tight ends underneath. But we like to push the football down the field. And we weren't able to do that tonight. I think there was a couple opportunities, you know, to get some chunk plays down the field. I overthrew the receivers a few times on some of those shot plays. But once again, give credit where credit's due. You know, that Denver Bronco defense is a hell of a unit. They're very well coached. They play extremely hard. Their chemistry is great. Their communication's great. They play extremely fast. They're physical. And they just played better than us tonight.
What did you think for you and DeAndre to connect early in the game? It looks like you're trying to get involved and it's just sort of off timing.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, you know, what the deal is. I need to watch the tape before I can really answer that question why we weren't able to connect early. But bottom line, you know, it just comes down to execution. And Hop and I will continue to work in practice. Practice is where you clean up these errors. So I can promise you nobody's going to work harder than Hop and myself to get this cleaned up and get some receptions and some chemistry going out there on the field.
Well, Rocky, you guys fumble call, and have you ever had that happen before? The ball is lost, and they call it a fumble?
That's the first time. You know, they say every quarterback's going to experience it at some point where the ball just flies out of your hand, and unfortunately I got to experience it tonight. You know, the refs made the call that they made. You know, it seemed like the football went forward, but at the end of the day, you know, the refs are out there for a reason. They made a call, and that's what we need to live with.
Rock, what did you think of the love you got after the game for the Denver organization?
Well, you know, it meant a lot to me. But I think all of those guys know how I feel about them as well. You know, I have nothing but love, appreciation, gratitude, not only for, you know, those players, the coaches, the organization, the city of Denver. You know, this place was nothing but great for 4 years for my wife and myself. So, you know, it was really great to see some familiar faces and give those guys a hug.
Rock, when Bill O'Brien was in here, he's talking about having to improve the passing game, build the passing game.
boy, you know, we're just not getting enough completions, you know. And until I fully examine this tape, I can't give you a precise answer why we're not able to find more completions out there on the field. But without a doubt, it's something that needs to be cleaned up. It needs to be figured out. And we need to find a way offensively to move the ball, to score touchdowns. And it starts with me. And it starts in practice this week. Absolutely. There was a lot of frustrating things about tonight. The one thing I will say is our offensive line, our tight ends, our running backs, our receivers in the running game played their asses off tonight. They really did. You know, if you look at what we were able to do in the running game, you know, I think there's a lot of really good signs there, especially against this defense in this kind of environment, you know. So my hat's off to those other 10 guys who were on the field when we were running the ball because, you know, it was a very physical game and they worked very hard for those yards.
Well, I have two more guys. Is it a little bizarre that the two backup quarterbacks on the Broncos last year were starting tonight?
Well, you know, I think some people probably would say it's bizarre. But, you know, Trevor and myself, we've always viewed each other as starting quarterbacks in this league. I have nothing but respect for Trevor. I think he's a, you know, great quarterback. I think he's an even better teammate. I'm extremely happy for the success that he's had this year in leading the Broncos. And, you know, it's fun to see him get his opportunity and play so well.
Can you talk about how much you love Denver and how much the players mean to you? Do you have any regrets about leaving?
Absolutely not. You know, I've always told people, you know, I never live my life looking in the rearview mirror with any regret. And so absolutely not.
All right, thank you. We got to get going.
All right.
We got to get going, guys.